So it's now approximately 4 p.m. on Monday, the 5th of October, and this is an update on my prostate biopsy, which was carried out this morning, part of the diary that I'm assembling, just following the course of my enlarged prostate situation. So I would have recorded this earlier, but when I got home, I had a cup of tea and a wee bite to eat, and I felt quite tired. I wouldn't say it was all due to the procedure, which was, I would say, is absolutely fine, as absolutely fine can be, of having something pushed up your back passage. But there you go. I just felt so tired. So maybe it's because things have been playing my mind and I've been hiding it away. So I'll ever do is go to bed in the afternoon. So I went down for an hour, but I actually slept for about 2 hours. So got up and had a hot cup of tea and a wee biscuit. And so basically, to describe the procedure, I was taken in and I was in about 10 to 8. My wife came in with me. She wanted to come through with me, hold my hand, this kind of thing. And she got the bus back home. And if there was an issue with me driving back home, then we had an arrangement set up. But it was absolutely fine. I was able to drive home okay. In fact, she was quite surprised when I came in the door. She was waiting on a phone call. But anyway, taken in at 10 to 8. And to be honest, everyone was so damn professional. The nurses, both male and female, and the specialist consultant who carried out the procedure, absolutely wonderful. A lady, Rachel Davis, the Rachel. Oh, forgive me, it's gone now. Anyway, she was lovely and came through. Once I had filled in the forms and been given more water to drink and got changed into a hospital goonie, you know, the ones that are open at the back, but put my housecoat on and my sandals and sat there. And I just listened to some music and some piece of audio while I was waiting for the whole thing to kick off. And that was around about just after 9 when she came through to see me and explain what was going to happen. And then within about half an hour after that, I was escorted through to the procedure room. Basically, what happens is for male prostate, it's all done through the back passage. as I said previously, that it's not me worth explaining everything, but basically access to the prostate, whether it's by a simple physical examination with a probing finger, a gloved finger at that, or by cameras, it's all done through the back passage. Easiest route there. So basically what happens is I lie on my side with my bottom towards the specialist. And great dollops of gel are used. And the camera is pushed up inside the rectum, and from there they can, you know how they can control this camera head and look on the screen. I, and then obviously anyone who gets this done, as far as we at St John's is concerned, do not see the screen whatsoever. Maybe some hospitals let you see it if they have their maybe two screens to let you see what's going on if you're at all interested. I wasn't really. I just wanted it to be over. So I would say that wasn't particularly a pleasant experience, the passage, if you like, off the camera into its position. Once in and checked over by various manoeuvres, remote control manoeuvres, she then sends a needle, or maybe it's already inside, I don't know, to inject the prostate itself with an anaesthetic. So it's a local anaesthetic. And I hardly felt a thing, to be honest with you. And then following that, within a minute or two, obviously the anaesthetic had done its work, and the next part is the wee device that snips. It's all explained what's going on, and when a snip is made, it's quite a loud sound from the device that actually, the external device, the equipment, in other words, that carries out the snips. But internally, basically, you hardly feel a thing. It's not even a tingle, or certainly no pain whatsoever. You can just, you have a sensation that things are being done, but you can't really feel anything. So she explained she would take five from one side of prostate, five from the other side of prostate, and the whole procedure took about 15-20 minutes. And after that was done, and various conversations between herself and the staff nurse, lovely wee staff nurse that was there. If she wasn't retired, she was near retirement age, but she was very, very small. But she was a lovely lady, and we had wee conversations, and I think it was all to put you at ease, to get used to try and relax. I didn't find it difficult to relax whatsoever, but I suppose if someone was tense, it might make the whole procedure a damn sight harder. But I was absolutely fine, and the conversations kept your mind off things. So as I said, it was all done within 15-20 minutes. Everything was then extracted. What I did find slightly uncomfortable, though it was done much more quickly, was the extraction of the equipment, which was fine until it reached the actual rectum itself, you know, your external, orifice, at the risk of just being blunt and saying your bumhole, which was still tight, and I found that there was quite a bit of discomfort, but all be over in a couple of seconds, and after that was fine. So all done, and then brought to the upright position by the nurse, make sure you're not dizzy, and then getting up and putting the dressing gown on. And then the whole explanation of the results, what they expect. She did describe my prostate as being enlarged to a certain size, but for my age that was normal, and that a heavily enlarged prostate would be almost the same again. Can't remember the exact dimension she gave it in centimetres, I think. But anyway, so back to my bed, although I never sat in the bed, I sat in a chair. Back to the area I was in before, and given water to drink to make sure I could go and pass at least 100 mils in one go, and to make sure that I was fine, and also to give me antibiotics to take and antibiotics to bring home with me to take at regular intervals for the next day, and explanation of side effects that might happen, blood in the urine, blood in the stools, etc. You can expect some for a couple of days, 2 or 3 days, and that's exactly normal, as they say, to be expected. So we'll wait and see how that goes. How I feel at the moment, well, you can only best describe this as feeling that something has been pushed up your back passage. Totally alien, unnatural, and uncomfortable, and I have the feeling that something's still there, but that was all explained, that you would have that sensation for 2 or 3 days that something was there in your body. In fact, how the specialist described it, as your mind will tell you there's something there and that you want to purge, but to resist the temptation to purge. In other words, try not to push. It's like a pregnant woman, to push, don't push, don't push. So anyway, at the moment, I feel that way. I am sitting at the moment. It's not comfortable. I'll wait and see how the next 2 or 3 days go. So there you go.